Alright, we're going to start in the Mishnah on Samach Tevin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Ovi Kachavim, Sheher Amavir, Im Yisrael Kadei Yayin, Mimakom Lemakom. So they are working together. The Ovi Kachavim and the Yisrael are working together to move barrels from one place to another. Im Hayab Chezkat Amishtamer, Mutar. As long as they are still within the purview of being watched, then they are mutar. What does that mean? We'll see in a second from the second half of the statement, and then we'll know. Im odio shuma flig, if he lets the Ovi Kachavim know that he's leaving, kidei, the amount of time that he leaves is kishi yishtom, vistom, viigov. So yishtom comes to the word shtum, which is found in Parshat Balak, shtum ha'ayin. And over there, unlike most Mefarshim, or most people think that shtum ha'ayin means the eye is closed or not available, shtum ayin actually means open or missing. So Rashi over there quotes our Mishnah as evidence to the fact that shtum ayin means that the socket was open, that there was no eye in there and the socket was open. So yishtom means here is to create a hole, v'yishtom is to seal the hole, v'gov, and then it will dry. What they do is they basically, he bores a hole in the migufa, in the seal that's around the barrel, in order to access the wine. Then he'll reseal that hole, and it'll dry up so the Jew won't notice. So if he lets him know that he's leaving for the amount of time that would be possible to do, then in that instance, what's missing from the mission is asur. That would be problematic. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kidei, sheyiftach et achavit, he has to have the ability to open the entire seal, the whole cover, v'igov, v'tigov. And then he'll reseal it and have it dry. So the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is how much time does it need to be available to access the wine. According to the Chachamim, it's simply a matter of time to bore the hole, reseal the hole, and dry. As Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we'll see in the Gemara why, wants you to be able to open the entire lid, then have that lid dry, seal it and then dry in order to be. Now we can understand why the first part was mutar. The basic concept here is Yotzei v'nichnas. There's a mirtet, there's a sense of fear that the Ovi Kachavim, if he believes that any moment you could walk in, that fear prevents him from going in and accessing the wine because he'll get caught when he's trying to go in to access the wine. So only when you provide him with a security that he could actually access the wine and then reseal it afterwards and not feel like he was going to be caught, in that case it's no longer good. So the difference between the ratio where it's mutar and the safe where it's not is exactly that. When there's a sense of fear that he has no idea when you will show up, even though you're not there, you don't necessarily have to be present. You just have the fact that you could come and you could see him. That potential is enough that he's too scared to tamper with the barrel. On the other hand, if you've given him reason to believe that he's going to be away for, you're going to be away for a duration of time which he could do his work, then we worry about this.
That's, if he doesn't tell him anything.
So that's still good. It sounds like if he doesn't tell him, that's the fear factor is there, which is, that's exactly it. If he doesn't tell him and he thinks he's going to be back any moment, right, that would be the fear factor. Now Rashi quotes over here, he says, what's the idea? He says, the mirta to Ovi Chachavim, the Ovi Chachavim is afraid, kol shato hashto ati. At any moment you could show up. Now that lashon of kol shato hashto ati is actually used by the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, and that is for the heter of Bala Ba'ir. When it comes to Yichud, there's a heter in the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin which says that if her husband's in the city, then that's enough of a protection that there is no Yichud. Why is there no problem of Yichud over there? That's the Gemara says, because she'll say, Kol Shata Hashta'ati. Any moment he'll show up in the house. Anytime he'll walk in and there'll be a problem. So the idea of Bala Ba'ir is it works in the same way. It's a sense of fear that creates the protection that it's not yichud. That sense of fear that any moment somebody could walk in prevents the individual or prevents the yichud from being problematic. And that comes to a lot of the lachot of what really means bala ba'ir. So many poskim believe that bala ba'ir literally means that they must be right in the city, in proximity to the point where they could actually come back. A person works in Yerushalayim, a person works in Tel Aviv. I don't think necessarily you call that Bala Ba'ir, because if you know that they're in the office, if they're there, they're not going to be back for another 45 minutes, an hour. So there is that buffer of time that takes away Kol Hashta Ati, or Kol Shata Hashta Ati. There are others who will disagree about the fact, mere fact, it just doesn't know when you come back. So that's one issue, and it also comes up with a Shivcha, or they call it, when you have a non-Jewish help in the house. If you leave non-Jewish help in the house, again, with the dealings with kashrut and the yayim that's in the house, again, if she knows that the husband's out at work and the wife is going out to do some errand at the supermarket, which has never taken less than a certain amount of time, that also opens up problems or possibilities with the non-Jewish help that's in the house about what the status is. So this idea of Yotzei V'Nichnas has implications in different areas. It has implications in Yichud, it has implications in the house. When you leave some help in the house, it also has implications for kashrut. In general, how kashrut works, this idea of mirta, to the fear that somebody walk in, prevents, up to a certain point, prevents an individual from doing something wrong. So now, the Gemara does this in three different bavot. It says, Amniach yeno b'karon u b'sfina. Person leaves his wine, his barrels, on a wagon or on a boat. Alach lo b'kapandria. And then he goes on a shortcut into the city. And then v'nichnas l'medina, goes into the city. V'rachatz, and he goes into the merchatz. Mutar. In that case, he's mutar. Here, he did not tell him what he was doing. He walks through a kapandria, so the individual has no idea where he's going, or that he's going to the city. He goes to the bathhouse, and he comes back. So over here, it had the person who's with the wine known what he was doing, then it would be asur. Because if you're going to take a bath in the bathhouse, you're not going to be back for, you know, half a day. But the fact that he doesn't know, and he went through a kapandria, so he has no indication of where he's heading, the person's always in fear that he's returning or he's coming back. The fact that he doesn't know is enough to make it mirtat of Yotzei V'Nichnas. But im hodio shumaflig, if he's telling that he's going to leave the amount of time, kidei sheyishtom v'yistom v'yigov, until he bores, closes in, seals the hole, and it dries, and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kidei sheyiftach et hachavit v'yigov et yigov, that he removes the entire cover, and then reseals it, and dries that amount of time, if he tells him he's leaving for that duration, then it's going to be asur. Now the next bava, aminiach, over the kochavim b'chanut, he leaves the non-Jew in the store, or to mind the store. Afal pi shehu yotzei v'nichnas, even though he's going in and out of the store, mutar. So this is where it comes from, right? The idea that yotzei v'nichnas is a type of kashrut, or a type of shmirah, or ashkacha, that works. So over here, he's going in and out, and that's enough to make him mutar, even though he left the non-Jew minding the store, because the non-Jew is always afraid. There's the mirtah that you're going to walk in on him. V'imodio, again, shumaflik, kadeshi, ishtom, v'istom, v'igov. He tells him enough time that he's going to leave the amount of time to bore a hole, seal the hole, and for it to dry, or according to Mishum Leo, kadeshi, yiftach et achavit, v'igov et igov, that he can uncover the entire barrel, reseal it, and then have it dry, then it would be asur. Haya, ochelim ala shulchan, he's eating with him at his table, he's at home with him. V'iniach l'ginim ala shulchan, he leaves wine, whether it's pitchers or serving vessels with wine in it, on the table. V'lagin al duvuki, and he leaves on the sidebar in the dining room, he leaves, it could be duvuki, which is the aruch's girsa, or duvuki, it sounds like a sidebar in the dining room, he leaves wine on that sidebar, not only on the table, but also on the sidebar. V'nichov yatza, he just walks out. Mashal shulchan asur, what's on the table is definitely asur. Shal duvuki mutar, what's on the sidebar is mutar. On the table, he feels comfortable, meaning that he's drinking there, he's eating as a part of the meal. Even if you're Yotzei V'Nichnas, the fear factor may not even be there because he feels entitled to take from the wine that's on the table. That which is on the sidebar that hasn't been served in the meal yet, he has a sense of fear if he doesn't know that you're gone. V'im amar lo ave mozeg v'shoteh. If he tells him, you know what, drink. You're free to drink. Take what you want. Even what's left on the sidebar is asur. Now here, it is not that he gave him permission to take the wine on the sidebar. He only gave him permission to take wine from what's on the table. He says, you know, drink, feel free to drink what's on the table, feel free to drink. But the fact that, as Rashi puts it, v'chizek et yadav, b'rishut, he gave him permission, then he feels a little more open, and he feels a little more that he's at home here. So since he thinks already that he gave him personal permission, you know what, if I took from the sidebar, I'll just say, oh, you told me to take wine, so I ran out, so I took more from the sidebar. So that the mere fact that he got a certain amount of permission gives him a feeling of permissibility or feeling of a sense of entitlement that he can take what's on the sidebar. If he has no permission, then what's on the table, already, if he's taking that without permission, that's enough of an extension. To go to the sidebar, that'd be beyond the pale. But once he has permission to use what's on the table, then even what's on the sidebar becomes accessible to him in his mind. So now, chaviot, now this is a stam statement at the end of the Mishnah, we'll have to deal with it, the Gemara will question what this is, but chaviot tuchot asurot. Sounds like if you leave the guy in your house, and they're open barrels, they are asurot, because then he could take from them without any questions without being noticed. Stumot, if they're sealed, mutarot, they're good. Kadei shivtach v'igof v'itogov. As long as you're not gone for the duration of time, that he could open up those barrels, and then he could reseal them and have them dry. So that's the stump piece at the end of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will also address. So Mara says, Hechi dami b'chezkat ha-mishtemer. What does it mean when our Mishnah says, b'chezkat ha-mishtemer at the beginning, says, Obi chayim she'ovet ma'vir, or kadei yayin ima Yisrael, b'makom l'makom, imaya b'chezkat ha-mishtemer mutar. What does that mean, b'chezkat ha-mishtemer? Kedetanya. It's like a bright that we have. Sh'aresha yuchamaravu po'alav tu'unim te'arot. He had his workers, his donkey drivers, taking te'arot with him. Afilu yiflig mehem kedei mil. Right, so that's the change in the gyrsa, which makes a big difference here. The gyrsa that we read is yoter mimil, even if he's more than a meal away. Over here it says kedei mil, which a lot of the rishonim quote as alocha, which is kedei mil, which would limit the distance that you could be away in order for it still be considered yotzei v'nichnas, because it's a... I don't really know, because it should be either way.
Yeah.
As long as they don't know where you are, that should be enough. But maybe kedei mil makes it possible that you would enter or that you'd come back in, and that'd be, that would be why they say kedei mil. But I agree with you that from the sense of the person who's in fear, shouldn't matter how far away you are, because they have no clue where you are. But kedei mil, tarutov tarot. Then his tarot remain tahor. He says, look, you guys go ahead and I'm after you. As soon as he disappears from view, tarot tov tmeyot, then his tarot are in trouble. So Gemara wants to know, Mishnah Reisha u'Mishnah Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of this Braita? In the Reisha we say the tarot are fine, and in the Seifa we say the tarot are no good. What happened in the Reisha that they're okay, and what happened in the Seifa that they are problematic? Braita itself doesn't address any difference between the first case and the second case. Rashi says over here that Bahaka Chazu Dinogaluhu. That Rashi says the underlying assumption in the Braita is that they actually touched the tarot. We know that the workers touched the tarot. So why in one instance do we say when they touch the tarot that they are mutarot or they still tahor? In one instance where they touch the tarot, we assume that they're atmeot. You have the exact same scenario. You have two, you know, the two scenarios don't seem to show any difference between them. So there is one difference, which is imamar lahem. That if he told them in the Seifa case, so it sounds like the Reisha case is a case where he didn't tell them, and that would be the simple answer. The Tosfot says, no, that even though the Seifa sounds like Imam Arlahem, he doesn't think that that's the Chiddush, or necessarily the Chiddush of the Reisha, because if just the simple fact that he doesn't tell them, he says, Teda Shetzarach Shem Cheskit Shimur Acher, V'Kabai Mayhavi. It's not enough that he didn't just tell them. It has to be there's some other factor that makes them shamur over there. What is that factor? And that's what the Gemara is after. The other thing Tosfos disagrees with Rashi about is whether they were in direct contact with the Tarot. Rashi says that they were in direct contact with the Tarot, because otherwise how did they touch them? How did they touch the Tarot? If they're carrying sealed barrels or sealed materials, then they can't touch them. So Tosfos disagrees and says, no, they could be carrying barrels, but they're just open barrels. That the barrels are open and they can touch what's inside the barrels. Doesn't mean that they're in direct contact with the foodness. They're not necessarily carrying it in their hands or touching it directly. Just be that they are taking or carrying or working with barrels that are open, so they have the possibility of accessing the food or touching the food that's inside those barrels. So now the Gemara answers up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Reisha b'mitaher chamaravu po'olav. So in the Bireisha is a case where he was mitair. He made them go to the mikvah and he made sure that they were tahor. So in the Reisha, his workers and his donkey drivers are all tahor. So therefore, if they touch the materials, they touch the tarot, there's no problem. They are tahor. There's no problem at all. So it's a b'lakach iochi, seifanami. If that's the case, the Mishnah that Bright is talking about a case where he was already mitair his workers, then wait a minute. Why don't we say the same thing by the Seifa? Why is the Seifa a problem? The Seifa Nami. So he goes, no. In Am Aretz Makpila Magach Haveiro. That Am Aretz is not careful about touching his friend. So true, they are Tahor. But what around his buddy that shows up that wasn't Tahor, and he touches him, and then he makes himself Tamei again. And now you have the problem again. Even though you were Mentahir of them, they're Tamei again. So why says, Yoch Yafil Reisha. If you're going to worry about him touching his friends in the Seifa, why don't you say the same thing in the Reisha? So there's Reisha Nami Nimahachi. So Amar Rava, Bebalahem, Derek Akalton. The Reisha is a case where the Baal HaBayit could surprise them at any moment. Meaning that, as Rashi says, that he could come in any other direction, or demirtat. So he walks away from them, and the possibility of him returning from a different direction, from the other side, or seeing them, that mirta, that fear is enough. So Mar says, what about the Seifa? Why don't we say the same fear factors here? And the Seifa, right, that he says that you guys go, then I'll come after you, they already feel more comfortable. They have started to relax. They don't have that sense of fear. That's what Tosa says over here. You have to have two things here. It's not just the mere fact that he didn't tell them that he's where he's going, that creates the chezkat amishtemer here. Now, you need something else. What's the second thing you need? You need the factor that he could show up from other directions. If there's only one way to get here, and he went that way, then they know the only way he's coming back is in that direction. They can watch, they can be careful for it. If there's other possibilities, if there's a fear that he could show up at any moment, or it could surprise them, that surprise factor is what it makes it bechezkat amishtemer. It's not just the fact that he didn't tell them. In the safer where he tells them where he's going, then that already gives them a sense of comfort that they don't feel afraid of touching. Now, they're already touching the Ta'arot. The problem is them touching someone else. They're not going to be so careful about becoming Tamei. And therefore, here is Ta'arot become Tameot. So that's exactly describing Bechezka Mishtemer of our Mishnah. Bechezka Mishtemer of our Mishnah is not only that he didn't tell them that he's leaving the store. He didn't tell them that he's leaving them when they're carrying the barrels. He didn't tell them he was leaving when his Sfina. That's not the only factor. The other factor is that there has to be an element of surprise that's left. That he could come back and surprise them. For instance, we're going to have it in a second in the Gemara, in the case of the boat. On the boat, he could show up on the shoreline from a different direction and see him. If he's doing something on the boat, he could catch him from a different direction. He can't be careful, even though he's at the port and he enters from this side onto the boat. He could show up on the other side of the port and be looking in and see him. So he could be caught. So therefore, that sense of fear, that sense of surprise, makes it mechezkat mishtamer. That's also an important factor by Yotzei v'Nichnas. In terms of kashrut and hashgacha, is that if they come, we saw this before in the Gemara, if you always come at the same time, then there's no longer a chezkat mishtemer. Right? If he knows that you leave for dinner for between 6 and 7 every day, then you've lost a certain aspect of yotzei v'nichnas, because then they have, during between 6 and 7, everything's great, everything's fine, because he knows you're never there. So that element of surprise is very important in the concept of yotzei v'nichnas. It's the same thing with the yes by yichud. The idea that Baal HaBayir protects, that protection is also the element of surprise. That element of surprise prevents the individual from doing something wrong. Also, Petach Patuach L'Rishut HaRabim works in a very similar way, which is that there's always the fear that somebody could walk in, somebody could see. Those fear, those factors are what makes it that it's okay. Right, so now the Gemara wants to know about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has, I said three before, but it's really four bavot to it. It's four cases, and they all seem to tell you the exact same din. So what do I need them for? Why do I need multiple cases to tell me the exact same din? So that's what the Gemara says, if it's richo. We need all of these cases. The Ovid Chachamim, the Chanut, the Karon, and the Svina. Why? If I just wrote about the case of Ovid Dasavar Dilma'ati, he'll say, listen, oh, maybe he's coming with Chazilei and he'll catch me. Aval b'karon u'b'svina, comes to a wagon or the boat, ema de maflig lo de svinte, v'avid my deboy. She says, listen, you know, I could set sail with the boat, and I can do what I want. It's my boat, it's my karon, and he has lost a sense of fear because he feels a certain sense of entitlement. It's his boat, he could set off to sail whenever he wants. And that sense of entitlement might empower him. So that's what we thought. So therefore, I would have thought in that, Mahavamina would be that it's not Shamur in that case. The Mishnah comes to this, that even in that case, the element of surprise is enough. What about the other way around? If I just read in, Vitana Bekarona Besvina, Mishum Desavar Dilma Ante Beurcha Achrite, maybe he'll come from a different direction, Vekaya Gudo. So we just said before, he'll be on the shoreline, Vekazilin, he'll catch me. I mean that the element of surprise is much greater here, because he can come from different directions and see him from the shoreline. He doesn't just have to enter the boat to surprise him. He could surprise him by seeing him from the shoreline without entering the boat. As opposed to the store, I can close the door, and I can do what I want. I mean that I can create a certain sense of privacy by closing the door to the store, and he won't notice, he won't see me. So that kamash malon, that we don't say that. I mean that even with So even if he closes the door, he thinks he can close the door. The element of surprise that you can walk in at any moment is enough of a mirta that he's not going to act inappropriately, that he's not going to do the wrong thing over here. All right, so Amar, Rabba Bar Bachana and Rabbi Yochanan. Machloket b'shel sid. Machloket between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is only when they use sid, when they use lime. Aval b'shel tit, if the seal is made out of tit, over here, I don't know if they call it cement, but it's made out of clay, like a clay seal. Divrei kol, everybody agrees, Kadesh Yiftoch, Yigof Yigof. Everybody will agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that has to be enough time to open the entire seal, and then reseal it and dry. What's the difference? What's the difference between the sid and the tit? So Rashi over here says that it depends, it's the coloring of the item that makes a difference over here. When it comes to Mechlog b'shel sid, you'll see the Rashi, it's in the second to last wide lines up in the top of the Rashi. Megufa shel sid, shehi levana, it's white. Over there they worry about the boring into the hole, came into lavanhu. Since it's white, lo min kar ben chadash liyashan. When he seals, it's white when it starts out, and the material is white. In the lime itself is white. After it's sealed, it remains white. So because of that, they can create, bore a hole, reseal the hole, and you'll never know the difference because you have white and white. That is not true by tit. By tit, shu shachor betchilato. When tit is put in it, the first place, it's black. Vafo pi shu naguf. And even though, when it dries, it's still black. It only takes a day or two before it settles and becomes white. So, then you're not going to worry about boring a hole. If he bores a hole, seals the hole, and it dries, it's not going to help. He's got a black plug that's in there that's going to be noticeable right away that he bored a hole in there. So, therefore, it has to be that he undoes the whole seal and redoes the whole seal. Because otherwise, he'll be caught. So that's why the Chachamim agree over here. So that's an important factor here, that you can't tell the difference. If you can tell the difference between the new and the old seal, then you can't do that. We don't worry about boring holes. If you cannot tell this difference between them, then the Chachamim worry about boring holes. And that's what the statement of Rabbi Bar Chana says. So Meitavei. So how could that be? Listen to this bright that we have. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the Chachamim. So the Chachamim Shimon says, "Hello, Shtumo." By the way, Bach changes this Shtumo to Shtumo, and he does it throughout the whole Amud. He says, "Change it always." Whenever it says Shtumo, change it to Shtumo. So not that he sealed it, but the boring of a hole. Lo Shtumo Nikar. The boring of a hole is noticeable. Ben lamalo, lo ben lamata. Whether from on top or from the bottom. Meaning that you can tell that a hole was bored there, both from when you open up the seal and look underneath, that there was a hole bored, and also from on top. If you say that the machloket is also about teet, then you can understand that the bored hole is noticeable both from on top and on the bottom. On the bottom, because when you open it up, you can see that he didn't push, you can't seal it all the way through the hole. On top, it's noticeable because he's using tit, and tit's a different color. But if you say that machloket is only about sid, okay, I can understand why underneath they could tell that it was never, that it was resealed, because it's not a perfect seal. There's a hole left there. On top, halo yudia, he won't know. On top, we just said that sid, there's no difference. So why would it be that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying to them that we can tell from the top and the bottom this information? So that would suggest that it's not like what Rabbi Bar Chana said. It sounds like the machlokas is in tit, or even in tit, not just in sid. So no, the Gemara says no. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who delo yada, my kamri rabbanon. Shimon Gamliel is uncertain as to what the position of the rabbanon is. Vachi kamaruhu, and this is what he says to them. If you think that your din about boring a hole and resealing it and letting it dry, if you're talking about tit, talking about the clay cement, shtumonikar, benamala, benamato, then the seal will be noticeable both from on top, from the outside, and from the inside. The ibishel sid, if it's done with sid, if it's done with lime, come read to, that's what you meant, the heat, lamala lo yadia, even though on top you can't tell, nevertheless, lamata mi yadia, if he uncovers the barrel and looks at the underneath of the seal, he'll see that there was a hole bored there and it didn't seal up properly. My says, Rabbanan came into lamala lo yadia, the Rabbanan's response to him is, listen, if on top it looks like the perfect seal, then why would he ever duck on the bottom? Lo mesik adate. The apik mechazile. Why would he ever consider or think about removing the lid and looking at the underneath of the lid? Only if he has suspicion would he ever do such a thing. Otherwise, he's not going to make or pay attention to the inside of the seal after he's ripped it off. And therefore, it's not. And all that's number one. And also, inami zimnim dechalim. There are times where it seals up. There are actually times where it works. He's plugging a hole. with, here he's plugging the hole with lime. When he pushes the lime in and then he's able to smooth over the top, sometimes it'll work out that the lime that he pressured in and he pushed in will come out and be flush with the original seal that was there. So there's a chance that actually the seal could work out and that you wouldn't be able to tell from the bottom. It's because of those two issues, the Chachamim say that when he bores a hole, seals it up, and it dries, that might be, that's enough time. And that lesser amount of time is enough. So I'm a Rava. Rava says, Hilchata, or the Halacha is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hov, it's not in Stama Kabate. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because we have a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What's the Stam Mishnah? The Tznan. Our Mishnah. He left wine on the Shulchan, and he left wine on the sidebar. Mashal Shulchan Asur, what's on the table is Asur, Mashal Dovaki, Dovaki, or Dovaki, on the sidebar is Mutar. Bimamalo, Havei Mazug Vishote, go ahead, drink to your heart's content. Afshal Dovaki Asur. Again, what's on the sidebar is Asur, this is what we discussed in the Mishnah moments ago. So now, the continuation, this is what we said. The end of the Mishnah says, Chaviot Ptuchot Asurot. If there are open barrels, Asurot. Stumot, if they're sealed barrels, Mutarot. Then they are mutar kadei, shiftach, vigof, etigof. Then they're good as long as he didn't leave for the duration of time that he could undo the seal, reseal it, and have it dry. What says pshito? What do you mean? What do you mean there's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's clear. There's no author, and you have a position at the end of the Mishnah that gives you only one option for how much time you have to disappear for, and that's undoing the entire seal, resealing it, and having it dry. So my says, no, madu deinu kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel katani lo. What I would have thought was that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaks in our Mishnah. When he speaks in our Mishnah, we would think that his statement in the previous bab of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meir, and then his statement continues all the way through to the end. He spoke, and now he's speaking all the way. The Mishnah is not a new Mishnah or a new statement in the Mishnah, but rather a continuation of the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel at the end of the Mishnah. So I would thought it's not a stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking. So that's what Rava comes along to teach us, know that that last bava of the Mishnah is an independent bava, and it's a stam part of the Mishnah. That stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kamash Malon. Now, Mechima Acha, this is the conclusion of the Gemara, and this has major implications for us. We saw this back on Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph is a major Tosfos over there that dealt with this, and Tosfos again over here deals with it again. Well, since we passed in like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we only worry about the fact that he opens up the entire seal and not a portion of the seal, he doesn't worry about boring holes into the seal at the top. And Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, the lo chayish v'ziyufa, who doesn't worry about the forging of the seal on top. This is a machlokas back on Lamed Aleph, whether you need a chotam echad, or a chotam betol chotam. Rabbi Eliezer believes that one chotam is sufficient. A single seal is sufficient. You don't need a double seal in order for things to be okay. So now we pass an alakha like Shimon Gamliel, and we also pass an alakha like Rabbi Eliezer that one chotam is enough. So now what do you have? Today, the Gemara is speaking, our day, why don't we let them take barrels, our barrels, and not worry about it? How are the barrels? You have a barrel that has a seal on top that seals the top of the barrel. So now what do I say? The only thing I worry about, I don't worry about boring a hole into the top because I paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. I don't worry about the fact that they're gonna, what are they gonna do? They're gonna undo the whole seal and then reseal it. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel worries about. I don't worry about that because of Rabbi Eliezer. But like it says, when you have one seal on there, he's not gonna make the effort or take the trouble to be miyazayef, to forge the seal that you created on the top of the barrel. You created it in a unique way. You did something on the top there that identifies it as yours. There's one chotam there. That's enough. So over here, when we're sealing up our barrels, there's a seam on there that it's ours. What's the problem? What's the problem? Why don't we allow the goyim to touch our barrels, carry them out? There should be no issue whatsoever, according to the Gemara. It says, based on this Pesach Halacha. Gemara says, Mishum Shaycha. The problem is a problem of Shaycha. Shaycha is a vent that is at the top of the barrel. Rashi claims it's an open vent that's there, that you can smell the wine from, that they used to track the wine, smell it, make sure that it was developing well. So through that hole, he could kind of expand that vent at the top and drink the wine. That's according to Rashi. Tosafot brings down from the Oroch that it's not Shaycha Bekaf, but rather Shaiva or Shiva with a vet. And he calls that a Barzaktana, a small tap. That's just so meme, Otobo, that they used to put on top. Again, it's the same thing they used to put a pipe in at the top that acted as the vent. It's very similar to the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos back on Samach Vav Amud Bet by Batiha. By Batiha, Rashi said Batiha was the vent that allowed them to smell a small hole in the top. Tosfos said no, it's a hollow straw that they put in there, and then you dip something through that to access it. It's a very similar type of machlokes here. The shaycha, how it worked or what it was, Rashi simply claims it was an open hole at the top, and Tosfos claims that they had some sort of piping that went in there, something that allowed them access, that kept the hole open, and allowed them to get closer to the wine. But either way, that vent is what allows makes the wine problematic over here. So now we'll come back in 1 second. We'll come back to the Tosfos, because Tosfos goes from here all the way through tomorrow's daf. That this Tosfos discusses exactly this, what's the halacha for us? What does that mean for us? So we'll come back in a second, just finish up the Gemara, and then we'll come back to it. So Gemara brings a very interesting case. Amar Rava, Zona Ovedet Kochavim. You have a harlot who is an Oved Kochavim, Yisrael Mesubim Etzla, and there are Jews sitting around with her. Whether it's one Jew or a number of Jews that are sitting there at the table with her. Chamro Shari, the wine on the table is mutar. What do you mean, the wine at the table? She's drinking with them, she's there. Even though they have the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayot, they're here with the heart, they're here with the Oved HaChachamim, who's a Zona. So they're going to perform an Aveira. Yes, that's true. But Yitzra, the Yai Nesech, lo takiflu. But they have no interest. Yai Nesech, that's not meaningful to them. So what does that mean? It means that they will prevent her from touching the wine. We don't worry the fact that they are going to, they're somehow going to be captured by her, and that they're going to sleep with her, they're going to kill her, that somehow they're going to take down their defense mechanisms, and they're going to allow her to do whatever she wants. They're going to let her please herself and take the wine, or pour the wine and pour it out. They know. He said those are two different yetzers. It's a yetzer for Avodah Zarah. It's a yetzer for Gilui Arayot. Just because they fell, or they allowed themselves to captured or overtaken by the yetzer hara for Gilui Arayot, doesn't mean that they're going to be overtaken by the yetzer for Yayin Nesach. And therefore the wine remains mutar. Whereas, the other way around, if you have a Zona Yisraelit, if it's a Jew, if it's a Jewish woman who is the Zona, the Ovei Kochavim Misubim, then, and the customers that are there are non-Jews, and there's wine on the table, chamra asur. In that case, the wine is asur. Why don't we say the same thing? Over here, she either has a taiva, or this is her profession, that she's making through Gilui Arayot. Why should that mean that she's going to automatically allow them to take the wine and pour it out and perform Yayin Nesach? That is my tamaho ve zila alayhu batrayu greira. Since she is a zona, in their eyes, she doesn't have any stature. Since she has no stature in their eyes, she can't prevent them from drinking the wine. They feel like the entitlement. They feel like the ones who are the customers here. And so customer service means that they can do what they want. They can drink the wine, they can take the wine, and she's really not going to have any say about it because of the way they view her in this instance. They don't view her as being someone that they're going to listen to necessarily. They view her as someone who is performing Gilui Arayot. She commands no respect. Since she commands no respect, then we don't say that she can prevent them from touching the wine or pouring the wine. Right, so we'll stop over there in terms of the Gemara. Now in terms of Tosfos. Tosfos again discusses the difference. What about the seals on our barrels? So the Ri makes the distinction that we spoke about earlier on in the Masechta back on Lamed Aleph. It's the difference. He says that all their barrels were made out of clay. So if they're made out of clay, there's only one access point. The only access point is the top of the barrel. That's where you can access the barrel from. And therefore, we don't worry about them drilling holes or doing things on the side. Our barrels are made out of wood, and we worry about, again, this is what Tosfos discussed again, them putting a knife in between, inserting a knife to open up between the planks to allow the wine to come out. So because of that problem, we need additional protections over here. So those additional protections are an additional seal, a chotam betoch chotam. That's one issue. The second issue Tosfos discusses is the idea of whether you really need hakarata chotam. Do you need the recipient of the barrel to recognize the seal that's on there? It happens to be subject to Machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam back on the Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph Lamed Bet, at the top there, the Gemara brings a Braita down. The question is the Braita speaking in the Rabbanon, or is the Braita speaking in Rabbi Eliezer? If you think that the Braita speaking in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that means that Rabbi Eliezer, who requires Chotam Echad, one seal, does require Hakarat Chotam, that the person receiving it must recognize the Chotam. On the other hand, if you think the break is the Chachamim, that means that Chagrat HaChotam is a necessity of the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar will believe that Chotam Echad is enough, even if you don't recognize the Chotam, even if the recipient doesn't recognize it. So that's Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is the Mekel over there. So based on the Rabbeinu Tam, you would need one Siyo Chotam Echad, and the recipient wouldn't need to recognize it. Nevertheless, Tosu says, even though we are making it like the Rabbeinu Tam, lichat chilo, we should not be. And that the person recipient should have some way to know what the Chotam is, to understand what the Chotam is, and be sure that it cannot be forged, or there can't be any ziyuf over here because of he recognized it. If he doesn't recognize it, then the goy could change it and will never know if he opened it, closed it, because he doesn't know what the seal should have looked like. So because of that, we should have some sekar harakat chotam. And the suggestion, Tosos had mentioned this also in Lamed Aleph, which is the best way to seal this, is to take the chotam and seal it, and then write on it with letters that extend beyond from the secondary seal onto the barrel. So seal the barrel, then put a covering of leather on top. They put the covering of leather on top, and then write letters on the leather into the barrel. So they'll be on top of the leather and the barrel that connect between them. So therefore, if he undoes the leather cover, it'll be noticeable because he can never put them back together in that manner. So that'll be the best way to seal it. And then he says also you should seal any other opening. Like if there was a beres there, if there's a tap there, remove the tap and then cover over with a lead, plug the hole and cover it with leather again and do the same type of seal. Any hole. He does talk about the bands. These are the bands that we spoke about in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, which is that either to prevent the sticking of the knife in between or from it opening up in the top, that the covers or the bases didn't necessarily fit perfectly and they used to put sealant or filler in there. So we can worry about him taking out the filler or not. Those are discussed here whether we worry about that or don't worry about it. But in the end, he says best to put these bands around so they can't. They can't access it. Be clear that if they cut the bands, then we'll know that they access those areas. Because of that, Tosfos gives the Ikar Adin. The best way to do it is to have a double chotam, right? To be choshesh for the fact that if you don't have hakarat chotam on the other side, to use a chotam betoch chotam to overcome that problem. And number two is, right, make sure when you do the chotam betoch chotam that the seal should be something with writing that prevents it from being tampered with without anybody else knowing. And that brings us to our halacha today. For instance, when you're on an airplane and you get a meal that's served to you on the airplane, it's double wrapped to start with as a chotam b'chotam, and there's a sticker on top, a sticker from the kashrut organization that you have to cut or break. Same thing if they bring you food into a non-kosher restaurant, food from a kosher restaurant, it also comes double wrapped, but double wrapped in a way that also has that sticker on top, or deliveries that they're made from a restaurant to you that are done by non-Jews. The same type, I know Shoal worked there and knows the intimately that they had to put the, you have to double wrap it and seal it. That's Miko Alocha, that's the way we paskin. That's exactly what we do based on the conclusion of the Gemara. Even though the conclusion of the Gemara seems that, you need one seal, that's it, everything's good. But because of this, Machokas again about the Braita that's found on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, between Rashi and Tosfot, whether you need Hakarat HaChotam, that Hakarat HaChotam enters a new factor here. So you either need the Hakarat HaChotam or you're going to need a Chotam to Chotam to overcome it. And despite that, because of the modern day type of ceilings, meaning that versus the clay pot when they can only access through the top, here where there are other ways to access it, it's not clear or it can be replicated, then we worry more about using a chotam, but a chotam rather than a single chotam, because otherwise you'll never know if they were tampered with. So in order to prevent tampering, we use chotam, but a chotam and a either writing seal or a sticker seal to prevent any tampering. Alright, we'll stop over here.